Our next speaker is Aaron Cato with his presentation entitled Assessments of Rice Stink Bug Damage to Grain Sorghum.
Thank you for that introduction. Today I'm going to share with you some research we did this summer. It's really we tried to look at the potential damage that rice stink bug could possibly cause to grain sorghum. So in Arkansas, we usually average about 150,000 acres of grain sorghum a year, although we see some pretty big jumps and falls in our yield that we do have. Before 2013, it was a pretty not extensively scouted crop, and it was almost grown for that reason a lot of times. But with the introduction of the sugarcane aphid in 2013 and 2014, and in overwintering, we saw that it became much more intensively scouted to try to combat this pest. So currently, we recommend that sugarcane aphid is grain sorghum should be scouted 2 times a week for sugarcane aphid. And what that leads to is consultants and producers find more outbreaks of less known pests within their grain sorghum fields. And on the right, you see a guide that we have in our extension, one of our extension manuals. And one of the pests that we got a lot of calls about was the rice stink bug. And this is, it's not a well-known pest to sorghum, but we do have a threshold for that in Arkansas. And our threshold is 5 per head from flowering to soft dough, and then 16 per head after that. And what we found is that these consultants and producers, they were actually finding these appreciable levels of rice stink bug around our threshold in their fields, which isn't something that we've really heard much of in the past. So the rice stink bug is a native stink bug pest. It's a native east of the Rocky Mountains. It is a polyphagous grass-feeding species. It feeds on many cultivated and weed species of grasses. Some examples of cultivated species are rice, sorghum, wheat, and corn. And then grasses such as barnyard grass, and ryegrass, and cheat are also non-cultivated species. It has 3 generations per year and sometimes 4, depending on the weather patterns of the year. And it alternates host from crops to weeds back to crops throughout the year. It usually starts on wheat when it emerges, can move into sorghum kind of more in the mid-year, and then move on to rice after that. And in rice, it is a key pest of the heading growth stages. It causes both direct and indirect yield defects during the heading stages of rice. And people who have had problems with rice stink bug in the past are pretty scared of the pest. It can end up causing something like a $30 per acre loss at the end of the season when you see some of the indirect quality effects. So there has been research in the past on rice stink bug and sorghum. In 1982 in Texas, some research set the threshold at 4 rice stink bugs per panicle at the milk stage and 8 rice stink bugs per panicle at the soft dough stage. They also suggested sampling similar to headworms, just like we do with the beet bucket, which is probably why a lot of our producers are finding these rice stink bugs when they go through the fields. As far as we can tell, our threshold in Arkansas is based solely on the work in Texas. It varies a little bit, but it's probably due to the over 30 years since the work was done, the change in economics over that time. So our first question we had after looking at the problem and through the literature is, do we have confidence in this threshold, especially in the state of Arkansas? And are we confident in recommending producers and consultants to spray when they see 5 stink bugs per head? Also, we want to further understand whether or not rice stink bug can hurt sorghum at the emergence and flowering stages, because we really didn't see that in the literature where anybody looked at that, and that is a problem in rice. So our first objective was to look at the effect that grain sorghum or rice stink bugs had on grain sorghum as infestation levels increased. And our second objective was to look at the effect of rice stink bug on grain sorghum at different infestation timings or growth stages. So we looked at 3 factors total. The first factor was the location that we did the experiment. And we did it in the northeast, central, and southeast portions of the state. We looked at 4 infestation timings, which is our second factor. We added stink bugs at emergence, flowering, soft dough, and hard dough. And we also looked at infestation level as a factor. We looked at 5 infestation levels total, which were 0, 2, 5, 10, and 20 rice stink bugs per panicle. We did the combination of each of these 10 times, but we only did 5 for emergence in the southeast. On the right side of the screen, you will see the sleeve cages that we use for our test. It's a sleeve cage we purchased from BioQuip. And we only put it on 1 panicle, so if a plant tillered, we only use 1 panicle from that plant. Cages were added at 2 separate timings for this experiment, emergence and flowering. We were a little scared that if we put in all the cages at emergence, we may mess up pollination in some way and get some loss in yield. But what we found is that there was no real difference in it, and almost all of our timings were put in at flowering. So although the cages were added at flowering, we waited to add stink bugs until the timing was reached at 50% of the head. So for instance, if we were infesting at 50% hard dough on a rice or on a sorghum panicle, then we waited until the panicle was at 50% hard dough, so 50% down the panicle. We then checked for mortality 24 hours after adding the stink bugs, and then every 48 hours after that initial or after checking them initially. Stink bugs were supplemented if mortality was found, but we only supplemented stink bugs until the next stage was reached. So if we were looking at soft dough, we stopped supplementing those cages when we were infesting others with hard dough, or when those cages reached hard dough. So cages were harvested all at the same time, and we recorded the weight of the panicle after thresh, the weight of the seed, the percent mold coverage for two different types of mold that we observed, and the number of rice stink bugs by life stage. That's the adults and the nymphs by instar. We looked at analysis of variance using a protected LSD to separate the means and regression analysis for different portions of the data. We did this in SAS version 9.3. So we also did some data corrections. When we put out the cages randomly, we had to find cages that were at the timing, and it all hits different in the field at the same time. So we looked at adjusted panicle weight because our panicles range so much in size. Because if you've ever been in a sorghum field, you'll see that. You'll see huge panicles and small panicles. So we took the seed weight that we harvested, divided that by the panicle weight with no seed on it, and multiplied that by the mean panicle weight of all the panicle weights averaged together from each region. We then wanted to look at the percent yield loss that we found in each combination. So we took the mean adjusted panicle weight for the control at a particular stage and subtracted the adjusted panicle weight of the panicle in question. We then divided that by the mean stage control grain weight and multiplied that by 100, which is what you will see when I show the percent yield loss. So today I'm going to show you the differences within regions separately, which we looked at with an analysis of variance, and also the differences of the data when combined across the regions, which also was looked at with analysis of variance. However, there's many other combinations that we won't be able to show, and if you have any questions, please ask me after the session's over. So there's a lot going on here, but what you need to focus on is this is for all three regions in the emergence timing. Emergence is broken down into four infestation levels, leaving the blank out, and then percent yield loss for each region is shown down the row from that. So if you see a different letter, it means that the regions had a statistically different yield loss for each infestation timing. So what this is showing is that the northeast region has statistically less yield loss than the central and southeast in the infestation level of 2 and 5 rice stink bugs per panicle, but not in 10 and 20. At the flowering infestation timing, we saw no differences at all between the infestation levels when comparing the different regions. At soft dough and hard dough, we saw some differences across the regions, but there was no real trend to it. And also, the yield losses were drastically lower than what we saw in emergence and flowering. And because of this, we decided to combine the data across all three regions, and that's what is pictured here in this graph. If you'll see on the y-axis, I have percent yield loss, and on the x-axis, I have the infestation level, and then at each infestation level, I'm showing the infestation timings. So, for the emergence infestation timing, 2, 5, 10, and 20 rice stink bugs per panicle, so statistically more yield loss than the untreated check. And if you will notice, what we have as our threshold showed around 50% yield loss, which is 5 rice stink bugs per panicle. Also, 2 rice stink bugs per panicle showed around 25% yield loss, or 30% yield loss. At flowering, we saw the same trend, but we didn't see as much yield loss. 5 still showed around 30%. Yield loss, and 2 rice stink bugs per panicle still showed around 20% yield loss. In soft dough, we saw a lot less yield loss. We did see that at 10 rice stink bugs per panicle, there was around 25% yield loss, however. And at hard dough, we saw almost no yield loss or some bumps across the entire range of infestation levels. So this is the same graph that I showed before with percent yield loss on the y-axis, except for this time we're going to compare the different infestation timings at each infestation level. There's no difference in the untreated check as we would expect, and we saw that emergence and flowering had statistically more yield loss than soft dough and hard dough at the infestation level of 2 rice stink bugs per panicle. Saw a similar trend in 5 rice stink bugs per panicle, except for emergence had statistically more yield loss than flowering. At 10 rice stink bugs per panicle, we saw a similar trend to 5, except for there was some difference between soft dough, and 20 rice stink bugs per panicle was kind of the same story. So across regions, similar trends were observed for yield loss when we looked at those combinations. So we combined that, and we found that for both the emergence and flowering timings, that threshold of 5 rice stink bugs per panicle would prevent a lot of yield loss. So if a consultant asked us or came to us and said that they had 5 rice stink bugs per panicle is what they were running in their grain sorghum field, we do know now that they would prevent a lot of yield loss if they sprayed for that. We also know now that 2 rice stink bugs per panicle could be in that same ballpark of needing, warranting an economic action. Both soft dough and hard dough timing show little response to increasing levels, but we did see in that soft dough timing that there was some response at higher infestation levels. So if we go back and look at our objectives, yield loss did significantly increase as we increased infestation levels. Also, yield loss did differ significantly across infestation timings, especially when you compare emergence and flowering to the soft and hard dough. In the future, we're going to replicate this. We plan on replicating it this summer, and we're likely going to take out our highest infestation level and put more infestation levels between the 2 and 10 range. We also want to look at the quality of the grain, since we know that rice stink bug significantly affects the quality of rice grain through the introduction of different pathogens. Also, we want to include the economics of this problem for Arkansas producers, because we want to be able to create a threshold that was created in Arkansas so that our producers and consultants can trust that the threshold that we tell them to spray upon is reliable. With that, I would like to thank my advisors, Gus and Jared, our collaborator to the southeast, Nick Sider, collaborator to the northeast, Glenn Studebaker, and everyone from our crew that helped a ton on this project, including Michael, Joe, Andrew, Nikki, Zane, and Jorge. I'd also like to thank our funding from the Arkansas Corn and Sorghum Board and the U of A Department of Agriculture and Extension. Thank you. That's it. Any questions?
Any questions for Aaron? All right, thank you, Aaron. We appreciate it very much.